This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the only way we win, is when you get engaged and become part of the solution. Anyhow, you know, head up to the website, joemessina.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved in the chat room. There's a lot happening up there. Go check it out. And, you know, Brad Dacus, again, if you could pick that up from the podcast from the last hour, I got to tell you guys, you know, this is where you get informed. This is where you learn how to make your move, how to get involved in some of this stuff and make sure that you're making a difference. So because of all the cancel culture stuff, I read you the story earlier. I went through the story earlier about how they were really upset. Vanity Fair was just very, very upset that Top Gun Maverick did so well. Because of all its, you know, toxic masculinity and patriotism, all the garbage that just makes them shudder and throw up. Maybe we should do more of that. I don't know. Just saying. Maybe they wouldn't show up anymore if you did more of that. You know, and again, it's our fault. It's what I always say. If we would push back and fight on this stuff, we would win. But we have to stay with it. We just have to stay with it. We have to be all over them, just like they are with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Anyway, I want to get to a couple of stories. One of them is, you know, when you talk about the cancel culture, and we do it on a regular basis, and you see what these people are trying to do to you, the one that they use the most is the Native American. Terms like redskin and warrior and those kind of things. You got a bunch of white people, for the most part, running around telling you how much they hate this. How much this is a slap in their face. And I'm always wondering why we don't have a cross-section of people from the Native American community. Talk to us. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Or actually, tell us why something is offensive. Don't just say it's offensive because you think it's offensive. Really. So, yeah, educate us. Exactly. Educate us on it. That's the best way to do it. By the way, they're hinting in California that there's a new coronavirus wave. The problem is that nobody's going to the hospital with it. It's just a flu at this point. All right, so, you know, again, I'm going to play a clip later on from the Native American community where you had a young man go out and speak at, or actually not speak at, but ask the Native Americans at a rally / convention that they had if they really felt like it was cultural misappropriation. And I'm not going to say you're going to be shocked, because most of you guys won't be shocked at what they said. But it's back to the old white folks or the group of white people telling blacks how to think, telling Native Americans how to think, telling Hispanics how to think. We don't have a right to do that. You don't have a right for any of that stuff. You know, what was the restaurant in L.A. that they, it wasn't a Native American. I think it was a Mexican restaurant, and there were white folks cooking there, and there was a white owner, and, you know, they went out, the cultural warriors went out of their minds, said it was cultural appropriation, yada, yada, all this garbage. Yes, it's garbage. And what I loved about all of that, the thing that drove it home for me that made it so great, was that finally, you know, you had the people that were eating there, the Hispanic groups that were eating there, were saying, "What is wrong with you people? We love this food. Go away." So am I supposed to get upset every time I go to an Italian restaurant and, you know, I've got Jose cooking in the back room, so I ask that he be removed because he's not Italian? Same thing with German or any of those restaurants. Is that really how we're going to operate? By the way, somebody sent me, I was talking against socialism the other day. And somebody sent me this definition, or where I had a listener call me out and say, you know, you're always talking about the police. You realize the police are an ultimate form of socialism. I'm like, okay, whatever. And I really didn't push back much, because, you know, sometimes I feel like it's a useless conversation. Now, the police, though, are considered a quote-unquote social type of organization by ignorant people most of the time. So if you think about it this way, social spending, right? Taxpayer dollars taken from you and by the government and used to pay for roads, police, firefighters, and so on. That's not socialism. It's what's referred to as a representative democracy run under a constitutional republic, where taxpayer dollars are taken. Let's not say voluntarily give up, because a lot of us wouldn't. But they're taken from you to provide these services. Be back in a few minutes. I want to finish up on this. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control, but you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Show up to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Oh, my God. You know what? Did you ever think you'd be living in the Twilight Zone, let alone just watching it? I mean, you got Biden forcing schools to put boys and girls bathrooms unless if they want to continue getting the federal funding. Do you ever think it would just get this nuts, this crazy? I mean, we always knew to be the fringes, but when did the fringes become the mainstream? We were talking about how I made a comment, I guess, last week or whenever, about how bad socialism was. I got in a little sparring match with somebody who thought that socialism, you know, Messina is so ignorant that the police and fire are socialist agencies. Oh, well, actually, they're not. Right? you know, we live in a representative republic, or a constitutional republic, if you would. And yes, they take your tax money, right? I don't know, but, well, I would be okay with it if I knew what I was getting for the money, what it's paying for. I mean, do you really know what it's, anybody really know what it's paying for? Seriously? The amount of waste is disgusting, but a story for another show. Anyway. So you're paying, or they're taking your taxpayer dollars, right? If I'm wrong, just tell me. Through what they call income tax and other taxes. And then the dollars are spent on programs. When you do that, it's not socialism. Because the government doesn't own any of it. The government doesn't own the means by which the product is produced. Right? It's not collective ownership, so they're not a partner in your product. I know they'd like to be. Because that's not how our economic system works. Now, true, by getting your taxes to a degree, they're reaping the benefits of your money. And I do understand sometimes when they're spending money in other areas outside of this country to keep us safe. But that's it. Not all this other. I mean, to pay for them to take your money and pay for abortions worldwide is wrong. Dead wrong. Okay? And the government, like I said, they don't own anything. The USA is a constitutional republic. So, you know, you look at roads and bridges, they're provided by the money that we pay, the taxes that we pay. Right? And most of those taxes come from businesses, from corporations. No, really. So, it's not like the government's really doing anything in those areas. Yes, they're providing the services, they're providing the oversight, but they're using your money. That's why I always joke. When one state agency sues another state agency and they laud how much money they got from them. Well, they didn't get any money from them. All it did was take the tax money and move it from one bucket to another bucket. You know, I'm in a school district. We're funded by what? Tax money. So if the water board were to sue us for using too much water or not reporting a water leakage, whatever it is, and we have to pay them $50,000 in fines. That's 50 grand less in tax money that we have to use to educate your children, and they get 50,000 more in tax money for what? It's all the same money. I know. I'll calm down, right? So it's all this money taken into the United States Treasury, where spending decisions are made by Congress, the Senate, signed off by the President. We should be voting these people in and out of office properly. That is not socialism. Not even close. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Because that's a big part of it, too. You know, education, they've done a great job in education dumbing us down over the last decade, right? 30, 40 years. I mean, seriously. And people have gone off, and people aren't really interested in retaining any knowledge anymore. They think they can get off of the smartphone. They don't have anything to worry about. It's always there at their fingertips. Right? And it's just, I don't know, it's just crazy that we don't care to retain this knowledge anymore. Right? Biden's Treasury Secretary makes the admission. See, this is always perfect. Because this is something we've known for a long time. Yellen admits to being wrong about the path of inflation. Really? You mean to tell me that we already knew and we told you and you told us we were just making noise? Yeah, you guys on the left, always you want to talk about how we're just fear-mongering. And then you come out and say it's true. Whatever it was we were talking about is true. So Janet Yellen came out. She said that she was wrong about the path of inflation would take in the following months. She said, I think I was wrong. No, you were wrong. God bless. About the path of inflation would take, she said. As I mentioned, there have been unanticipated large shocks to the economy that have been boosted energy and food prices. Supplies have been bottlenecked that have affected our economy badly. I didn't at the time fully understand any of this. She cited COVID-19 pandemic, the Russian invasion. She added, you know, how about the Joe Biden phenomena? How about that? So really, the shocks to the economy, she said, have continued, but inflation is the number one concern for President Biden. In March, Yellen appeared to contradict the White House when she said she was expecting another year of uncomfortably high inflation. But that freaked them out, right? That's because they want to lie to you. They don't want to tell you the truth. They don't want you to know. I think there's a lot of uncertainty related to what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. I do think that it's exasperating inflation. I don't want to make a prediction exactly as to what's going to happen in the second half of the year. You know, we're likely to see another year in which 12-month inflation numbers remain very high. In other words, there'll be a lot of pain coming up. Come on, honestly. Biden met with Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell on Tuesday and declared that he's respecting the independence of central bank. He said, my plan to address inflation starts with a simple proposition, respect the Fed, respect the Fed's independence. The Fed needs to be audited. The Fed needs to, you know, seriously, it was our founding fathers did not, okay, would not have okayed the Fed. A lot of reasons behind that, we'll get to them. On the other side of the break, Joe Mazzini, your host, don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A Texas town is starting to say final goodbyes to a class of children. The first of 21 funerals took place Tuesday in Uvalde, just 1 week after a school massacre. Two 10-year-old girls were laid to rest. They were among 19 children gunned down in a classroom along with two teachers. While Uvalde grieves, the White House said President Joe Biden does not believe in proposals to harden schools against potential gunmen. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said instead the president is looking at resources to help teachers do their jobs. Meanwhile, the president said he will meet with lawmakers about gun control legislation. White House aides said the administration is researching additional executive actions. And 14 cases of monkeypox have been confirmed in a handful of states. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
Maybe we should chug on over to mamby-pamby land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Selma's here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-real-0-855-732-5563. All right, so I told you earlier, I really want to deal with this cultural appropriation thing, because it is out of control. I read the article about the Tom Cruise from Vanity Fair earlier. Yeah, they hated the movie. It was all about patriotism, masculinity, our military superiority. We're not allowed to talk about any of that. Apparently none of it. Ridiculous, isn't it? So, I thought, when I ran across this the piece by Prager University, it's from a couple of years ago, but it's still great for today, because cultural appropriation has grown so much. And we're told, in no way can you wear any kind of Native American costume at Halloween. You know, there's so many things that you're not allowed to do, right? But this is the problem. They get so involved that they don't think to ask the Native Americans what they think. Now, they'll go looking for certain people, but this guy is at a conference, and he's, I think it's Will Witt, and he's speaking to anybody who will talk with him. And people are honest about it. Some things that do bother them, some things that don't. So why don't we take a few minutes, let's listen to what they believe is truth. Maybe.
Their community and their culture. Let's do it. Do you find the name Washington Redskins, is that offensive to you?
I don't think so. In my personal opinion, no. I am a Washington Redskins fan.
You know, I don't think it's terrible, you know, because the Redskins actually came down last year to with our Native American people and taught them how to do football, the little kids, you know.
I don't find it offensive. Someone came to me and called me a Redskin to my face. Hey. It's my fault for letting that hurt me. I believe as Navajos and as Native Americans, we have larger issues to deal with than name-calling.
Yeah. Like that. I like the Cleveland Indians. I thought that was pretty cool, but some people would say that was like a drunken Native on it.
You know what's funny about this? When I was a kid, growing up, and there were a certain group of people that would make fun of me for being Italian, and they had all kinds of names. I remember my uncle saying to me, I'd come home, I want to beat the crap out of him. You know, and he'd say, what are you, beat up every stupid person there is? Right? And why do you let it get to you like that? If you know it's not true, why do you let it get to you? he had a great point.
On a logo, you know what I mean? But the Redskins, I mean, that's a historic, that's a fighter, you know what I mean? And, like, you look at the Apache helicopters, you look at the Navajo code talkers, you see people jumping on airplanes saying Geronimo. So that's just admiration that the American cultures that they're adapting and bringing into their environment.
We can't dwell on the past. Progress is in the future, and so we have to look forward as Native people.
I didn't know if you heard about Elizabeth Warren talking about 1/1024th Native American, mm-hmm. putting that out there. What does that mean to you when she says that? I think that's just a way of kind of having an advantage, yeah. being in a political position. Yeah. Let me ask a question back. If I were, you know, maybe in a different country, let's say Ireland, and maybe I had 1%, and I was trying to claim the 1%, you know what I mean? Kind of like that, you know what I mean? What would you say are the biggest issues right now facing the Navajo community?
Definitely language and culture preservation.
And realizing that it is something we need to preserve, and it's something very special and unique, something that a lot of people don't get to enjoy. It's a cool thing being Navajo and being Native American in this day and age.
Yes. If someone were to dress up as a Native American for Halloween, what do you think about that, someone outside of the community?
There's a fine line there. For me, there are totems, there are pieces of attire and regalia that are authentic and only meant to be worn during certain times or certain acts of ceremony. But, you know, if you go to Walgreens or Walmart or the Halloween store or, you know, a costume specialty store, you buy something that's obviously fake, I don't really have a problem with that.
You know, the symbolism of the headdress and stuff like that. And I can see how Native Americans traditionally who may not see that as great, but as a young person like myself, I think that's a cool thing that we get to be represented.
Yeah. But when you start mutilating eagles or sacred animals to make up your regalia just for a Halloween costume, then you're crossing the line.
Disrespect.
Yeah, and I agree with him. Anytime you disrespect one of God's creatures, I mean, seriously, even as a Christian, I'm not told to nilly-willy, you know, kill animals and all that. That's why I say to you all the time, you know, years gone by, they used to shoot buffaloes from trains and leave them to die. Nobody stopped and got their hide or you know, got their meat out to people who needed it at the time. That was a bother to me. Yes, as a Republican, that was a bother to me. And it should be a bother to you as well. Right? So we want to respect these things. My God requires that I respect the things that He built, that He put together, that He gave me. So it's no different here. If you're killing or desecrating these eagles so you could make an Indian headdress, then that was wrong. Definitely wrong. So we're not in disagreement.
Affecting the culture.
Exactly. But as far as cultural appropriation, mankind wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't for cultural appropriation at some point in our history.
This guy, and he's laying it down in common sense. He's a Native American, so go ahead and argue with him. But he's right. In not just their history, in the history of America, where we truly are, and this is, now I understand that you can't use these words, but this is not cultural appropriation. I don't want to put it that way, but we are truly a melting pot. There are bits and pieces from every culture in everything you do on a daily basis. Certain parts of town. Look, we would go out of our way to go to Chinatown in Boston because why? The food was great. If we wanted Thai food, we'd go to the Thai. She can't say all this stuff anymore. There's a place when Sonia Schmidt comes on with me. There's a place we talk about all the time. I mean, think about it. Just for you guys in the left, I know your mind is going to explode. We used to go to a place in Marina Del Rey, California, called Aunt Kizzy's Kitchen. Come on, think about that. Aunt Kizzy's Kitchen. And it was this large black woman. She had a lot of people working for her. And it was, you know, pork chops smothered in some kind of a black sauce. This stuff was delicious. And so what's our, now because we're calling it, I don't know what her real name was. She calls it Aunt Kizzy's Kitchen. Am I not allowed to say that? It's cultural appropriation? Am I not allowed to go down there and partake of her food because I really don't appreciate everything she went through to get to that point? No. This is ridiculous. That's what made this country great. We had been from many one, right? I don't know. We've done a poor job at teaching our kids.
Somebody took the idea of making fire from another culture.
And the Navajos were able to adapt and basically learn from the people that they were and able to integrate that into their own culture. So we're basically survivors. We take a lot of pride in that. Yeah. And then the Navajo code talkers that were in the South Pacific Theater, they used their Native American language, and they were instrumental in every marine action and all the different scattered network islands overseas.
Listen to this guy, okay? I know, I'm somewhat excited. Here's somebody who's educated about their culture, educated about their history, educated about their ethnicity. Right? I mean, seriously, this is cool. Because he understands, being a young person, he probably looked into it. But he understands how important the Native American culture was to the wars. How important they were to life in general. And you'll hear them. You'll hear them talk about, oh yeah, you know, they've been relegated to the side of the road just selling trinkets. Well, I would imagine like everything else, and I don't know this to be true, but I would imagine like everything else, in the early days, they probably had authentic, handmade Native American jewelry, which must have been beautiful. Now I know a lot of people that are into that, you know, Southwest. I guess it's, you know, in the Southwest, where they go looking for this stuff. And they can tell you how it's made and what it's made from and what it's made on all that. They're not people who are looking for just commercial junk. They appreciate what these people made and the time they took to make the jewelry or the clothing, for that matter. What is wrong with that? I'm being serious here. What is wrong with that? I think it's wonderful. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. I want to hit the city side of the break. I hope you're learning from this as well. We'll be right back.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Welcome to your host. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I told you, I did a story earlier on Top Gun. And how Hollywood is having a conniption fit that it did so well, which only proves that, according to Vanity Fair, that toxic masculinity is alive and well. Right? Wrong-placed patriotism is alive and well. And this just love for our military and how they blow stuff up is alive and well. That's all it proves to those people. I always found that amazing. They hate this country so much they can't find anything good, even in a movie like that. You know why? Because there's no safe spaces in the movie. My understanding for people who've seen it is that the movie is not politically correct in any way, so to speak. Right? It's not woke in any way, in any place in it. And it holds those young people responsible for their actions. Can't have that now, can we? Because then we have a right and wrong, and we're not allowed to have a right and wrong. Anyway, so that sent me off into a direction, and now the Will Witt went to a Native American, I don't know what you want to call it. It was some kind of a convention where they had different Native Americans from different tribes all over the place. And he's asking them about cultural appropriation and how they feel. Funny thing about it is, these people that the white folks are trying to protect actually have no problem with what's called cultural appropriation. The term redskin for them had a whole different meaning than what some of you thought it meant. They see a lot of these symbols as honor to them. They like being represented in these areas. Who were we to kill it all? But we know what's best. I always get a kick out of when I see, you know, a white girl yelling at a black cop telling him what a racist he is. You couldn't take enough, you couldn't ingest enough drugs to have that make sense. Here, take a listen, because I, let's hear it from them. You white folks, shut up. Let's hear what the Native American has to say.
And, I mean, it could have been any other, people in the world, but by the blessing of the Creator, we were, you know, given and granted that opportunity to protect our homeland, which is America, you know.
But I think it has become very unfortunate that we live in a culture and a society where outrage has become a recreational pastime, where people...
That's a great line. Don't forget that one. Outrage has now become a recreational pastime. This is the words of a Native American who feels that you're actually hurting them by bringing all this stuff up.
Nit and pick until they find something wrong, and then they become outraged by it. And that, for me...
Now, we're on radio, so you guys can't see this, but in one of the scenes that they're showing, there was a white girl who grabbed a Native American flag away from a Native American and threw it on the ground because she wanted her to stop appropriating culture. I'm sorry. Are you following me here? A white girl grabbed a Native American flag out of the hand of a Native American because she wanted her to stop culturally appropriating. They don't even know what they're talking about. Our education system has failed miserably in these areas, and that's what is fueling this.
I believe that hurts cross-cultural relationships. I believe it hinders us helping to understand each other. Now, here at the museum, I give a lot of cultural lectures and a lot of cultural tours. That's part of my job here. And I always start off every tour and every questionnaire session with, I'm very difficult to offend. And I believe that the most offensive questions are the questions that need to be asked and answered. Because that's the only way we learn with each other, whether it's between religion, beliefs, cultures, gender, it doesn't matter. The most offensive things are sometimes the most important conversations to have.
All right, guys, so we just finished up here at the Keshe.
You know, it's great. It's great to hear this guy go through this. You know, and he made a comment. I have a lot of friends from different walks of life, different colors, different religions, what have you. And, over the years, I've kind of... built a reputation that if you go have lunch with Joe Messina, you don't know what he's going to ask you. And I don't think that's a bad thing. If I don't know, what a slap in the face it is for me to assume something about your ethnicity, to assume something about your culture, to assume something about your religious belief. I mean, I would consider that. So when I sit down with somebody that may have a different religious belief than I do, and I don't know much about it, I may say to them, do you guys really believe this? Or tell me about this. And do they really do this in your country? Now they're telling us, you can't even say to somebody, so where's your family from? Because that's an insult. That makes them feel bad. No, it's not. I would love somebody, when somebody says to me, where's your family from? I perk up. I want to tell them where my family is from. I want to tell them how they came here to this country because they saw America for what it was, the U.S. for what it was, and they wanted to be here. What's wrong with that? I don't take offense at it. You can ask me that all day long. I've got friends of mine from different parts of the world. They feel the same way I do. You know, when you're sitting around with your Jewish friends, you don't know everything that they, especially as a Christian, you don't understand everything about their culture. And again, when it comes to the Jewish community, there's different, I won't say versions of it, but there's different ways that they celebrate. There's the cultural Jew, there's a religious Jew. What's the difference? Do you know? Do you think you know? Have you actually even talked to somebody you say is your friend? If you really want to hear raw conversations between people from different walks of life, tune in on Fridays when Sonya Smith comes on the show. A black woman who had two kids out of wedlock from two different dads, very successful today, grew up in a bad part of town, and we talk about that stuff all the time. And why she felt some of the things that she did was okay at the time. Not now, but at the time. So you can't find out about each other unless you open your mouth and talk to each other. And you don't take everything come out of somebody else's mouth as offensive or like they're attacking. I never start off with the mindset that somebody's attacking me. Maybe I want to start off with the fact that maybe they truly don't know. Now, if I know you, or I can tell by the way the question is being asked, or what have you, looking for a gotcha moment, then I think I would say you're probably going to bite off a heck of a lot more than you could chew. Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. I want to make sure you're part of the solution. And again, that only happens one way. It only happens when you get informed. Unlike Joey B., who's never informed. that guy can't get a story right to save his life. I just find it totally amazing. You know, and now the White House can't decide whether he's going to do a gun grab or not because he said he wasn't going to, and they said that, you know, he's going to come up with something. The communications department can't communicate. That's really what it boils down to. And again, we're not talking about the real problem, the mental health issues that are happening. So Biden doesn't support a ban on all handgun sales, but the White House press secretary says, well, maybe that's not true. Boy, what, you know, that poor thing. She has to fill Jen Psaki's shoes. I can't imagine what that's like. The new White House press secretary, Jean-Pierre, on Tuesday, said that President Biden does not support a ban on the sale of handguns as lawmakers continue to feel the pressure. She said that Biden's position in response to a question from Fox News' Peter Ducey about whether the president would support legislation similar to Canada, this would implement a national freeze on handgun ownership. Yeah, good luck with that. You know, it's funny how they scream at us, saying, well, I don't know what's wrong with you, you know, Roe versus Wade has been codified. It's been codified for 50 years, and you can't change it. It's been the law. I'm sorry, the Second Amendment? I think they wrote that on parchment paper. All right? Been around a while, don't you think? And the reality is, if you guys would actually do your homework, and I played the clip the other night, I'll play it again if I need to. The Second Amendment was virtually to have no restrictions on it. So when they run around telling you it was just for hunting, no. No, several versions of it. I mean, the version you have now was not the original version. It'd be written six or seven or eight times before they come up with the verbiage that they thought that nobody could step on. But the idea, again, is to go back and read what our founding fathers wrote about it. What the framers had in mind, and I love these people say, well, you know, you couldn't own a tank back then. They didn't have tanks, right? But they owned some of the most modern weaponry you had. Nobody stopped them from doing that. Oh, and by the way, 14, 15, and 16-year-old kids were running around with guns. Yeah, that's right. Okay, because you could trust them because we taught them morality. We taught them the value of human life. So having them run around with these things was not the end of the world because there was a respect there. Totally different. So when they use these terms, well, you didn't have the most advanced, you couldn't have the most advanced weaponry. Yeah, not quite true. But again, that's what the amendment process is for. You want to change the Second Amendment? Put it out to the people. Don't leave it to the legislators. Because they are experts at screwing things up. So I'm seeing your host. Hey, does politics belong in the pulpit? Does the pulpit belong sticking its nose in politics? We'll find out more in the next hour. Pastor Jerry Cook joins me. And you will get an earful, I promise. We'll be back.